Hello, hello. It's time for Check It In, Check It Out, a radio show all about the library, specifically Elgin County Library. My name is Mary Hamm. Grab a comfy spot and get ready to listen. I hope you enjoy the show.
Oh, I'm going down to the library, picking out a book, check it in, check it out. Gonna say hi to the dictionary, picking out a book, check it in, check it out.
Well, hello out there, and it is time to hear another story. I have picked a book out, but I'll introduce myself first before I tell you what the title is. I'm Mary Hamm, and I work at the Elmer Library. And we get this privilege of reading you guys' stories because we have so many wonderful stories in our library that we just can't get enough of. And we hope that you too come and visit us at the Elmer Library and check out some of these books. So without further ado, I shall read you what I have picked out. Today's title is Dragons Love Tacos by Adam Rubin. Here we go. Hey kid, did you know that dragons love tacos? They love beef tacos and chicken tacos. They love really big giant tacos and tiny little baby tacos as well. Why do dragons love tacos? Maybe it's the smell from the sizzling pan. Maybe it's the crunch of the crispy tortillas. Maybe it's a secret. Either way, if you want to make friends with dragons, tacos are the key. Hey, dragon, why do you guys love tacos so much? But wait, as much as dragons love tacos, they hate spicy salsa even more. They hate spicy green salsa and spicy red salsa. They hate spicy chunky salsa and spicy smooth salsa. If the salsa is spicy at all, dragons can't stand it. Why do dragons hate spicy salsa? Well, just one drop of hot sauce makes a dragon's ears smoke. One single speck of hot pepper makes a dragon snort sparks. Spicy salsa gives dragons the tummy troubles, and when dragons get the tummy troubles, oh boy. If you want to make tacos for dragons, keep the toppings mild. Tomatoes, check. Lettuce, check. Cheese, check. These are all good toppings for tacos for dragons. Hey dragon, how do you feel about a spicy taco topping? Ugh. Dragon loves parties. They like costume parties and pool parties. They like big gigantic parties with accordions and tiny little parties with charades. Why do dragons love parties? Maybe it's the conversation. Maybe it's the dancing. Maybe it's the comforting sound of a good friend's laughter. The only thing dragons love more than parties or tacos is taco parties. Taco parties are parties with lots of tacos. If you want some dragons over for a taco party, you'll need buckets of tacos, pent loads of tacos. The best way to judge is to get a boat and fill the boat with tacos. That's about how many tacos dragons need for a taco party. After all, dragons love tacos. Hey, dragon, are you excited for the big taco party? Just remember, dragons hate spicy salsa. Before you host your taco party with dragons, get rid of all the spicy salsa. In fact, bury the spicy salsa in the backyard so the dragons can't find it. These dragons love your taco party. They love the music. They love the decorations. They especially love the tacos. Congratulations! It's a good thing you got rid of all that spicy. Wait a minute, wait a second. What are those little green things in the salsa? You didn't read the fine print?
Oh no.
Dragons, listen to me. Do not eat those tacos. Those little green specks in the salsa. Those are jalapeno peppers. They are super spicy. I know you love tacos, dragons, but you are not gonna love those tacos. Do not let those dragons eat those tacos. Too late. Oh no, oh no. Why would dragons help you rebuild your house after they burned it down? Maybe they're good Samaritans. Maybe they feel bad for wrecking it. Maybe they're just in it for the taco breaks. After all, dragons love tacos. And that's the end of our story. And you know what else? There's a sequel. There's Tacos 2. The second book in the series, you'll have to check it out in one of our Eldon County libraries. I'm thinking you're in the mood for some jokes, so I just happen to have a few about tacos. What did the taco say to the burrito? Where have you been? How much do I love tacos? From my head to my toes. What do tacos say before dinner? Let us pray. That's our show for today. Thank you for listening to Check It In, Check It Out. We hope you had fun. You can find all the Check It In, Check It Out episodes on Radio De Brig website. This show would not be possible without the support of the Eldon County Library and the Mennonite Community Services of Elmer, Ontario. Tune in next week, Monday and Wednesday at 5 p.m. for our next episode. Bye!
Guten Tag and welcome to Check It In, Check It Out, a radio program for Kenya by the Eldon County Library. Ich hoop je han dit program geglecht. Ich san Mary Ham en ich schof bij de Elmer Library. We haunt a library in Straffordville, Springfield, and Port Burwell. En je kan de krak die wat je wel voor. De zijn alle nu op. De Öppnerstunden sind an der Library Dern zu sein. Ihr könnt auch fun, denn dort funen wir as 519-631-1460-109, wenn dir noch mehr Informationen fehlt. Bitte kommt nan und seid, was wir haben in unseren Libraries zum Jünt und Jüne Familie mithalten.
Out the door we danced and sang, the whole library rang. Oh, I'm going down to the library, picking out a book, check it in, check it out. Gonna say hi to the dictionary, picking out a book, check it in, check it out. I'm going down to the library.